All right. Well, welcome everybody to today's group coaching call. We'll be going over the topic of display marketing as it relates to your affiliate marketing efforts, and I'll be teaching you all about that. So we have Jordan and Terrell on the line here so far as well. So welcome. If you have any questions at all, feel welcome to just chime in and ask them. I'll be glad to discuss those as long as they're relevant, you know, of course, to the topic at hand. If you need to mute yourself, you can do that by pressing, I think, star four. And then, but if not, then just let's open it up to a discussion, you know, through the whole process.
It's star
okay?
six. It's star six, by the way.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Excellent. Appreciate that. So, yeah, so star six. And then if you hear any background noise and so forth, that's usually the reason why. So. But, all right, so Jordan and Terrell, do you guys have websites right now, or?
Well, mine's not quite up and running yet, but almost.
Okay. Okay, nice. All right, what kind of site do you have?
It's financial information.
Okay, nice. And what about you, Terrell? She's still there?
Maybe she muted
okay.
herself.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me give you an overview of what we'll be going over here today. By the end of the call, you'll be able to go over these questions, and you should be able to answer them fairly clearly. And also, if you have any challenges at all with some of the information here today, you'll be able to re-listen to that and soak it in. And you can also call in and get additional guidance and coaching. Okay. So. First off is, what is a display marketing? We're going to talk about that. We'll discuss why you should be using it or even consider using it. And then we'll discuss how to go about creating your own display marketing campaign and how to go about doing that specifically. And then we'll talk about who should use this type of approach with their marketing, and whether it be with your services or affiliate products or e-commerce. You can use this type of a marketing with almost anything. Okay.
Trent, then, may I please interrupt you to let you know, will there be a recording so I can hear this in the archive? I made a mistake with double scheduling myself.
Oh, okay, yes, there will be, yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
I'll look forward to it. Okay.
Yeah, not a problem.
Thank you.
Give it a couple days and it'll be in there, yep.
Thank you.
Hey, you betcha. Hey, you betcha. Okay. So then we'll we'll talk about some of the case studies and some of the other tips that you can do to be successful with display marketing, okay? Okay, so first off is, what is display marketing? So when you think of marketing and then you just combine those two words together, display and the marketing, you're displaying your ad in front of people. And marketing is all about creatively teaching people and persuading them to take action, based upon what you're marketing and sharing with them. So when you combine those two things together, you're usually visually doing that. So I'll show you some examples of display advertisements. But you're taking what you have to offer, and you're presenting it in an image format, and you're presenting that image in front of people through different websites and forums and so forth. You might have even seen these types of ads. And as I mentioned, email, your mom is probably clicking on them right now. And if she's spending time on the internet looking around at things and stuff. Chances are we've usually seen these types of ads on the right-hand side or on the top or the bottom or even in the midst of the content on websites. And so this type of marketing has been around for quite a while. Even before the internet came out. You just think about postcards and how people put images on there to market to people. Images inside of newspapers and the yellow pages and so forth, and magazines. Those are all methods or types of display marketing. It's just that with display marketing on the internet, it's virtual. And so you're taking your image-driven ad and you're presenting it in front of people through the different sources that we'll talk about here today. And we'll also, like I said, discuss how to go about creating those images and how to, you know, the best practices to implement and to be able to develop eye-catching ads as they're relevant to your audience and your product. And then what that ad should really do and where should take them once they click on it. Okay, so that's what display marketing is, or display advertising. Now, why should you go about using it? Well, there's all types of ads out there. There's, you know, text ads. There's different ads you can put in what we call native advertising, as we talked about a few weeks ago on a different group coaching call. That those are ads that are blended into the whole environment of a blog post or the advertisement or the advertising environment, like Facebook, for example. And they blend into the environment. And there's that type of approach. So, I mean, there's a lot of different approaches you can take with advertising. You know, you can place your ads in, you know, magazines and newspapers, and you can email people. You can put ads in front of people through search networks like Google and Bing. But the reason, one of the major reasons why, you know, display marketing can work out, you know, really well for people is because it's image-driven, and you can also use video as well. So it doesn't just pertain to images only. You know, some of the networks that we'll talk about, you know, these portals that you can go through, they will allow you to insert your video that you created, you know, and you can use those videos to be able to market to people. And they'll pop up on different or be presented on different websites that you target. But we'll go through a case study, or even we can take Jordan, for example, if you want to share your niche with us. I'm glad to customize the discussion to you, and then it would be a bit more relevant for not just you, but also the people listening to the call as well in the future. So if you'd like to do that, just let me know, okay?
Sure.
So with display marketing, on how you go about creating a campaign, we'll walk through that. But the first thing that you want to do is always make sure you have something to market, obviously. Okay, you got to make sure you have some type of product or service that you want to promote. You know, think about, you know, the product or service that you have right now and who you're going to, who you're going to target, who that product or service is really catered for, who would really stand to benefit from it. And so then you can go into the next steps of customizing an image or a video to those people that would really speak to their, their heart and their mind, and get their emotion spiked to the point where they can click on the ad, which is the whole purpose, for having an ad in the first place. So you know that your ad is doing well if people obviously click on it. You know, if they are just looking at it and that's it, or even obviously not, then that's validation that you have a boring ad that's not getting their attention. But that's not the whole point here, obviously, with this. The whole point here is to create a stunning ad that gets their attention, and then when they click on it, they'll be taken on to the next step, which is to be taken to your landing page. And the landing page is anywhere within your website or even externally. You can drive that traffic or get that person who clicks on that ad to be taken over to whatever website you'd like. But like I said, we'll go over that in a bit more detail, but because there's a lot more steps to that. But I'll be simplifying that as best as I can for you. And then the other question of who should use display marketing, really anyone who has a product or service that they want to promote. So, Jordan, you have what kind of business that you're building up right now?
Well, I'm building financial information.
Financial information.
Yeah.
Okay. So is it an affiliate type of offer, or is it your own?
Well,
or what?
It's I'm trying to build my ebook. I'm in the process of writing it, and but I'm going to be. My intention is to use affiliate marketing, adjuncts to it.
Okay, beautiful, very good. Okay, so affiliates, and when you open up the door to a lot of other people promoting your own stuff, because this is your own product that you're trying to build up, right?
Yes.
Okay, very neat. Yeah. So we'll talk about that too. You know, be able to incentivize other people, you know, to promote your stuff, and this will tie in directly with that whole approach. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious about how receptive are companies for or other promoters for somebody who's really green in the business or just starting to promote their affiliate stuff or promote your stuff on their as an affiliate on their links.
Yeah, so if you have your own product, like you're working on developing, like an ebook or a membership or whatever the case may be, then you'll want to first develop it, obviously get it ready for people to come to and to buy. And then, so once you have your sales funnel, okay, you got to have a sales funnel in place. And this is directly related into display marketing because, you know, most people who do really well with marketing, okay, I mean, they make millions and millions of dollars online, they always have a sales funnel. And a sales funnel, just quickly to recap on that, is just a step-by-step process that people walk through to be able to engage and then buy with you, okay, or from you. So with your own product, you know, when you develop it and you're ready to go, then you'll want to test it out. And testing, you know, is all about also with marketing. Okay? Marketing is synonymous with testing. You're always testing things out to see what approach and how you present it and so forth works best and in what environment. But you take your product, okay, and you once you're done with it, then you want to go through the testing process and get it ready to be able to say, hey, guys, there's you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people out there who are looking for great products to promote to their people on their email lists or in their audience. Okay, and if you have a great product, okay, that converts well, then these people would love it. You know, I mean, people are always looking at just fantastic products that they believe in that also make them great money. And so, being the creator or the owner of that product, it's your responsibility to make sure that it's not only just a quality product, but it also converts well. Because what you don't want to do is, have a great product, you know, but if it doesn't convert well, you know, people go into the site and they see it, but they don't buy, then obviously that's a bad sign. And so you want to make sure that you work out all the kinks and you get all the details worked out in preparation for the affiliates to grasp hold of it and pick up with it and run with it.
You have to really clear the. You got to work it out first before you try and hook up with an affiliate.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, for the most part, you know, you can. That's really where you're going to see a lot of success, okay? Because the affiliates that know what they're doing, you know, they promote stuff all the time. They know what to look for, and what they're looking for is, you know, products that convert well. And so the products that convert well, they're looking at a metric called EPC, earnings per click. So we'll talk about this as well on the case studies and these sites that we talk about a little bit later. But when you're developing your product, and you can use display marketing as a way of getting it out there, and affiliates will actually use your banners and so forth, that, you know, the images that you create through their marketing. And at least they'll consider using those images. But you'll want to test it all out and get it ready, and then it's like pouring gas on the fire. You know, once you have affiliates that know what they're doing, picking up your offer and promoting it to their, you know, to their audience. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Great question. Did that answer it for you?
Yeah, it did. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, awesome question, yeah. So, you know, like Jordan said, you know, yeah, you want to test these things out, you know, with your product and service. And what you don't want to do is treat affiliates like the test dummies. You know, because if you've already tested things out, you've already put your money where your mouth is, so to speak, meaning that you've tested the product out, you've paid some money. It doesn't have to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Okay, we're talking about, you know, it might be $1,000, you know. You'll have to kind of work that into place as far as how much money it'll take to test things out. But usually the benchmark is to generate anywhere from 1 to 2,000 clicks to be able to get enough data to say, Yeah, I've generated this many clicks and this many sales. Okay, so your earnings per click, your EPC, you'll want to write this down or re-listen to this and make sure you memorize it. But that's the most important metric, okay, the most important measurement that affiliates look at before they choose what offers to promote, if they really know what they're doing. Okay, and if you really want to pay attention, what's that?
Is there a benchmark number that they look for?
Yeah, so at least 70 cents or higher. So if you were to take, you know, your number of clicks, the total number of clicks, okay, so let's say, you know, if you have 1,000 clicks, and you know, you take the, then the total of, you know, the net sales, okay, the net sales. The net sales means, you know, you take your gross sales, the total number of sales, and then you minus the fees and you minus the refunds and then any payouts that you've given, okay, whatever's left over, that's your net sales. Okay, so you take the total number of clicks and then you divide it by your net sales, and that's going to be your earnings per click ratio. Okay, so it might be, you know, 0.37, might be 37 cents, or it might be, you know, $1.20, which would be awesome. Okay, usually anything above 70 cents, especially a dollar, but you know, 70 cents or higher is something that affiliates will look at and say, wow, that's really good, you know, because then they'll know that if they were to send out the email, you know, to their audience, then they know that, you know, it's already been tested to a pretty good size of people already, and they can do their math and say, yeah, this could be pretty profitable for me, you know, for every click that someone generates on an email, when they click on the link inside of the email, and they would stand to generate at least 70 cents or more per click on average. You know,
what is it? You mentioned the difference between the net and gross would include returns or cancellations. Is there any kind of guide figures that, I mean, just to try and play with some numbers, to I guess I'm asking, what percentage of people generally cancel?
It really depends, yeah. You know, that's not a steadfast number all across the board that I know of anyways, but it really depends on the niche that you're in, you know, your industry, and how you're going about selling it. As long as you're transparent, okay, and you're super clear about what you're promising is what you're delivering. Okay, if you're following best practices in your marketing, then your refund rate is going to be lower. You know, compared to, you know, if you have, you know, there's people who try to, you know, deceive people into buying stuff, and then, you know, they shouldn't be too shocked to have their refund rate sky high.
Right. Okay.
So, as long as you follow best practices and you're open, you're transparent, and you're doing great, then your refund rate is usually going to be pretty low.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's move on here then. So the earnings per click is pretty important, and that's the most important metric to look at in all this. And we just talked about how to calculate that. Okay, you take the total number of clicks that are generated from your display marketing or from your search marketing or your email or whatever it is. Okay, you take the total number of clicks and you divide it by the number of net sales. And net sales is calculated by taking your gross sales and deducting your refunds and your fees and all that. And then whatever is left over is your net sales. Okay?
Okay.
And so when you have your own EPC number established, then you'll have, you know, some leverage. You know, at least if you have a good EPC, which is at least 70, you know, cents or higher, and then you can start to go to affiliates and these different affiliate networks, and say, hey, you know, I've already tested my offer out. You know, it's set to go. It converts pretty good, and here's my earnings per click number. And we'll talk about some of the other steps, like, for example, you'd want to create some emails called swipe copy ahead of time so you can basically do all the legwork for them. Okay, all they got to do is come along and say, okay, this is a great offer, and here's the email copy that you've already developed ahead of time. All they got to do is copy it and customize it and then send it out to their audience through email or they can take the other marketing materials, such as your display banners and so forth, and they can promote it through other methods that we'll talk about too. Okay?
Okay,
so that's who should really consider doing this. Okay? Really anyone can consider doing this as their marketing approach through display marketing. But your display banners and so forth will tie directly into the networks that you use, along with your affiliates, because you know the affiliates are usually going through a lot of these networks, such as, and we'll talk about them. Okay, we'll talk about some of the popular networks out there. Okay, so let's go on to the next step here. Okay, the next step is once you have an offer and you've tested it out. Okay, you've established that you have a good converting offer, then you can move forward with developing the what we call ad creatives. Okay, ad creatives are simply images that are presented in a bunch of different formats or sizes. Okay, and these sizes are developed for a number of reasons because they're going to be positioned kind of like a puzzle. Okay, if you think of if you think about putting a puzzle together, there's a bunch of different sizes and shapes and all that. So it's the same thing with display marketing. Is that you'll have a bunch of different sizes, shapes and sizes, usually in squares or rectangles. But the popular sizes are as follows, okay? 300 by 100. So when I say the dimensions, it's the width by the height. And these are images that are shaped to these dimensions, okay? And you can find designers that can easily design these things for you, okay? You don't have to worry about designing them yourself if you don't know how. It's okay. You can find other people to do it for you. But the popular sizes that you'll want to develop your ads in for doing your display marketing is 300 by 100, 728 by 90, 720 by 300. Okay, and the list goes on. There's if you send me an email, I'll send you over the whole list of them. And this will also be on the site here, and you can re-listen to it. But there's a bunch of different sizes, okay? There's about, 18 different sizes that are the most popular sizes. And these sizes of ads are structured so because depending on the device and where those ads are being positioned will depend on, obviously, the size, just like a puzzle. So if it's a vertical type of rectangle, they call that a skyscraper ad, and that's 120 pixels, 120 by 600 high. Okay, just a tall rectangle. And then there's a wide skyscraper type of ad. That's 160 by 600. Okay, if you think of a skyscraper, it goes super high up in the sky. And the same thing with this type of ad. You'll see these ads over on these case studies that we're going to be talking about here in just a moment. Okay, but usually those skyscraper ads do quite well because they stand out a lot better than the smaller dinky ads that you could also develop too. But there's also a purpose for these smaller ads too, such as a mobile advertising. You know, I think of how many people now have iPads and iPhones. They have their smartphones. Well, mobile marketing is growing, and there's a lot of people that are searching around on the net, on the internet, on their phones. And so you can create images that are smaller, such as 88 by 31, and 120 by 90, and 120 by 60. Okay, these are all just the dimensions for the smaller types of ads that can show on mobile devices. Okay? And so once you get them designed, we'll talk about how to design them and the best practices to follow with them. But those size of the ads would show on your mobile device or their mobile devices. So if you're marketing, let's take your example, the Jordan, of your financial product. You could take those sizes and customize the images to your audience. And then when people pull up a certain website, your ad could show right up at the top of their phone. And if they tap on it, they would be taken straight over to your website where they can have the opportunity of buying your product, okay?
I see. Yeah, it works.
So that
I like the idea of the skyscraper. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, like I said, there's a bunch of different sizes and shapes, you know, for your banner ad images, okay? But those are the major ones that we just barely discussed. You have your skyscraper ads, and then you have your leaderboard. And it just, if you take the skyscraper and lay it down on the ground, that's what a leaderboard is. It's just not vertical, it's horizontal, okay? So it's 728 wide by 90 high, okay? So it's a lot wider, and it's only 90 pixels high. And the designer that you work with will know all the dimensions, and they'll know all this jargon if you're brand new to this this vocabulary. But simply put, once you work with a designer, they'll be able to design all these ads. And then let's talk about the next step here, okay? So once you now that you know the image sizes, you can work with the designer and have them design your images. So what you'd want to do with working with a designer and getting these banner ads developed properly is I'll tell you some of the do's and don'ts. So what you do want to do is make sure that the images are clear, concise, and they include some of the major elements such as a call to action. Okay, a call to action is a verb that is a button that starts off with a verb like download now, or view site, or click here, or download now. Okay, it all starts off with a verb. That's what a call to action is. And so the call to action sticks out. It's usually maybe a yellow button or green or red. It doesn't necessarily matter what color it is, as long as it stands out a bit more. Okay. So that should be inside of your and presented or designed on one of your images or all of your images. I mean, okay. And then the image also should just get their attention. It doesn't necessarily always have to be relevant in terms of like the images you use, because the main thing is that you get their attention, which is one of the major purposes of using your images for your display marketing, is to get their attention. And then once you've got your attention, then they can see the call to action and what it really is, so they can understand why they're clicking on it, and then they click on it and move on. Okay, so those are the things that you want to make sure that you tell your designers. So make sure you have the call to action clearly designed on there, and you have, you know, either a, like some financial verbiage on there, not a bunch of text. Okay, what you don't want to do is put a lot of text on your images, because people are not going to read all that text. Okay, you just want to put a condensed version, maybe 8 words or less, roughly. And when you look at some of these case studies that we're going to go over here shortly, you'll see that a lot of these images don't have a lot of text on the images. Okay, it's usually just an image only. Okay, and so as you start to research and observe some of these other ads that people are using, you'll have to test it out and see which images work out best for you and your audience and the way that you're marketing, okay? So using images and your call to action and, less text, okay, a low amount of text, not a lot, but at least just enough to tell them what it is and here's the call to action and why they should click on it. Some kind of compelling reason or curiosity-driven image and text that gets your attention once again. Okay, so the whole name of the game with your display images, that get their attention so they can click on it and then move on to the next step, which is to go visit your site.
I see. It's the next step is what?
And when they click on the image, they would be taking over to your website or to whatever page you want them to be brought to.
Right, okay.
Okay. So you can find these people, okay, through places like Fiverr, Fiverr.com, or you can go to Elance, Elance.com. Those are two sites that you can go to and easily find people like, like we're talking about here, designers to design these things for you. Now, the types of ads that you can create or have created for you would be either static, images, you know, that are, you know, they're not animated. And that's the other kind of type, which is animated images. You know, you'll see banner ads that are created that are, you know, GIF or Flash. A GIF image is, they're using images in a way where, you know, they're moving, which is why they're called animated ads. So, you know, the designer will know this, and, you know, the moving, animated type of ads usually work out pretty good because they get attention a bit faster. It's just that there's a fine line between annoying compared to effective, so you got to compare that out, you know, or test that out. And so, you know, there's some animated ads that are really, yeah, they are very obnoxious, you know. And so you want to use that with caution in terms of your animation inside of your, you know, banner ads. And so just keep that in mind. And when you get your ads developed, is, you know, be careful on the animation stuff. You don't want to go overboard. And the static ads are just that. They're just stationary. You know, nothing's moving on them. You just have the design, and that's it. Okay, and the design, as we talked about, you know, includes a call to action, and it's nicely designed, and it tells them what it's all about. Or they really, any ad should be curiosity driven, meaning it should create curiosity. You know, when they look at it, it's like, wow, I'm interested. I'm curious. You know, I'm curious enough to, you know, to click on it to find out what you're talking about. Okay, you know that you have a great ad. And to start off with, if you look at it and say, yeah, I'm curious enough to click on it. Okay? So that's very important. You'll make a world of a difference in your marketing. You know, if you're just spilling the beans or telling them exactly what it is right up front on your ad, they're not going to be curious enough to click on it, and therefore you won't get a customer or a prospect coming to your website. Okay?
Okay.
So far, you know, we've talked about, you know, the sizes of the ads and, you know, the different shapes and sizes and for, you know, what purposes. We've also discussed the types of ads, like the static and the animated ads, you know, that you can create, and the sources you can go to get designers to do these things for you, to design your ads, like Fiverr and Elance. I'm going to talk now a bit more about some of the locations that these ads are presented or displayed. It's called display marketing. Okay, these different shapes and sizes are also placed up at the top of websites, also at the bottom of websites, also on the side, you know, anywhere usually on the site, but the primary spots that you'll find these ads presented are up at the top, on the right-hand side, and down at the very bottom of websites. And so, if you turn the table a little bit, you know, and you look at the perspective of having other people promote your products for you, they're going to take these banner ads and they're going to put them on their website in those locations, usually up at the top or the right-hand side or down at the bottom. Okay, and that's one of the reasons why you'd want to get images prepared ahead of time, is because then they can use them to market your products. And you're making it easier for them to market for you. So the more work you can do up front and the more things you can do up front to make their life easier, you know, the affiliate's life easier, you know, the sooner and faster you'll see them take off with it, meaning, you know, the sooner and the faster results you'll start to see. And, you know, so really that has to do with the less friction. So, you know, the less friction there is, you know, the better. It's just, you know, you're making a whole smooth process for them. You know, you've developed the images, you've developed the ads, you've tested things out. You know that things work and convert. Now it's just a matter of getting it out there to a lot of affiliates and, you know, people to promote it, and that's what we call scaling. Scaling is all about taking what you have that works already and pouring gas on it. So any questions about that before I move on to some of these case studies?
That sounds good.
Yeah, okay. So let's have you pull up this site here, okay? Let's have you go over to KSL.com. KSL.com is a news radio station here in Utah, and they have a really, really popular site. You know, they have all kinds of things that are presented on there, but once you pull it up, you'll notice right off the bat that on the right-hand side, there's a display image there, okay, a display marketing image there. And that size is probably 300 by, 150, 300 by 200, something like that. Okay, I'm just guessing, but somewhere around there. Okay, so 300 by 250 is probably what that is. And then there's another one right below it, which is 300 by 300, it looks like. Okay, so those images are right there in that spot because advertisers, people who have created these ads, have contacted KSL and said, hey, I want to advertise on your website because I know that KSL, they have millions of people going there. That's where the eyeballs are going. And you want to get those ads in front of as many targeted eyeballs as possible. And so, therefore, they pay a certain amount of money to KSL. And every time someone clicks on those ads or every time it loads, whichever approach they're taking, then it's just deducted from the advertiser's budget. Okay? So if you wanted to take your financial product that you have that you're developing, and once you get your images developed, you could very well contact KSL. But you got to be thinking also about, well, what kind of people come here to this website? What kind of environment is this? Okay?
All right.
So this type of site, there's a lot of Utah folks along with Wyoming, Idaho that come here. Okay? And in the whole the whole environment is a bit different, compared to other websites that are geared more towards, sports, related or and so forth. But there's a bunch of different areas all throughout this website that are catered to different audiences. They have sports sections, they have classifieds, they have real estate. And so if you had a real estate business, you could create images for your real estate business and then come here and then say, I just want to have my real estate ads show on the real estate pages that are on the site, and then they would just show on those pages. Okay, so you see what we're doing here, right? I mean, if you have something to offer or promote and you have your images, then you can go to sites like this and say, I'd like to advertise on here. Okay, you have a lot of people coming here. Well, I want to get my ad in front of those people.
Okay. Are you on the site also right now?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you have a picture of the three kids. Is that the one?
Exactly, yep, the three kids. Now, well, that image is not an advertisement, okay? What you're seeing on the left-hand side is just an image that presents an image for that blog post, that article, that that news article that they're sharing.
Yeah. Yeah. And on the right-hand side, we have the back-to-school covered, and then there's one more. Then there's the motocross thing underneath it.
Yeah.
So those are the images you're talking about, right?
Exactly. And so they usually say if you look underneath the ad or the image, it says advertise with us.
Oh, yeah.
It's in really small print, okay? But
right.
It says advertise with us, and that's usually, it just indicates that those are also ads as well, okay?
Okay.
If you scroll down a bit more on the page, you'll see some other images, smaller images. You keep on going down. Most of the images on the site are usually about 300, wide by 250 or 300 by 300. And you keep on going, and then you'll see this huge half-page ad. It's 300 by 600. At least on my side, you see that. So I'm just pointing out some of these examples that are real life on a website, this case study that we're going through in relation to your display marketing. And some of these images or some of these ads are also animated, like the ones that you saw earlier up at the top. One of them that I just barely saw had a few clouds floating by on the image. And so that's an animated ad, animated display ad. So any questions about this? That makes sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Now, if you were to refresh the page, you would sometimes see different ads that are going to be presented. And I just barely refreshed the page, and now I see a skyscraper ad there now instead of a square one. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's just a system that's built into KSL. Okay. All these websites that you can consider marketing on, they're going to have their own rules. They're going to have their own different parameters to keep within. They'll have their own like I said, rules to follow. But they'll choose or dictate how often they rotate the ads and what kind of ads they'll accept and the sizes that they'll accept. Okay. But on this site that we're looking at, they accept usually all the different sizes of images, and they rotate through different ads, okay?
Okay. Now, is it common for them, for a website, to do that refresh and change everything around again?
Yeah, so they just rotate, you know, because there's a lot of advertisers. There's thousands and thousands of people wanting to get their ads on this website. There's not just two people in the world. There's thousands and thousands of people who want to get their ads in front of people on that are going to this website. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
So, you know, that's why they rotate them through, is to give everyone a fair chance to have their ad shown in front of people if they want that spot. Because one of the most popular spots on this page is up at the top right.
Okay.
Okay, it's like primarily. It's kind of like having, you know, a McDonald's right at the corner of one of the most busiest streets in the city. You know, it's prime realty.
Okay.
Okay, it's the same thing on a website. Where's the prime realty? Where's the spot on this page that most people will be more inclined to see and click on? Okay, you'll usually be paying a bit more to have your ad show in that spot. Okay, compared to having your ad show a bit later, down on the right-hand side on the page. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, very cool. So that's just the crash course in all this process, of creating your ad, showing you, an example here of some of the ads or display ads that are shown on a website that's really popular. And you can do the same thing. I'm looking at an ad. This ad that I'm looking at right now says Young Subaru. Okay? So Subaru is a car lot. They sell cars, and they're looking at selling, cars. And all they do is they present their name and their telephone number. So in that way, people, if people didn't click on the ad, they at least saw the telephone number and they could just call. And that actually serves the, serves both people pretty well, So you think about, once again, your audience and what they really value most, what is going to be the most important thing you want them to do. Like with Subaru, they want them to call, which is why they're putting their telephone number on there right up front. They're not putting a call to action such as sign up now or click here. And their call to action is a telephone number. Okay?
Okay.
So if those
small ads that are down on the right-hand side, each of those are live to another website.
Yeah, if you're looking at the smaller ads, it depends on what you're looking at. But the smaller ones, as you start to go on the right-hand side of this particular site, those are usually links to featured articles on their website. But if you keep on scrolling down, the ads will usually be indicated as such. It'll say ad underneath it, or it'll say advertise with us, and it'll have an image right above it, and that'll tell you that's an ad. Okay. So good. Any questions about that? That makes sense?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Cool. So now let's talk about some of these sources you can go to. Okay. Up to this point, you've created your, just in this example, okay, we've talked about creating your ads, and once you're ready with your own images and you're ready to use those images to share with people, you can go to websites like this, and there's tons and tons and tons of other websites that you can put these images on. Okay, not just KSL, okay, but there's a whole boatload of them. So one of the tools that you can use to help you find targeted websites, okay, targeted websites that are relevant to your industry. So in your case, you would be interested in looking for financial websites because you want to target people who are in the whole market of finance, right?
Right.
You know, what you wouldn't want to do is obviously look for websites that are irrelevant, okay? Like tire-changing websites or flower websites or whatever. Yeah, you want to be able to take your ads, your images, your display images, and put those images on websites that are relevant. You know, people who are in that market, in that industry, go into that website, and you know their eyes are going there. They're reading articles. They're looking at other stuff on those financial websites. So how do you go about finding those websites? Okay. So one of the effective tools that's free to use is the Google Display Planner. So you can go to adwords.google.com, and when you go to adwords.google.com, if you don't have an account with them already, then you'll want to create a free account, and then when you log in, you'll see this section up at the top where it says Tools. And you simply click on Tools, and then you click on Display Planner. It's one of the drop-down menu items. Okay, so we won't go over all the technicalities here on the call here today, but just giving you an overview of where to go to find targeted websites to consider putting your ad on. Okay?
Okay.
So you would simply go there to the display planner, and then when you go there, you would type in a keyword that you're interested in. So you could type in, finances or financial, and then click on search. And then the system is going to pull up a bunch of different websites that are pertaining to financial or finance, depending on what keyword phrase you type in. And so once you do that, then it'll list out all the different websites, and it's going to tell you the ad formats, the ad sizes that website accepts. So let me just type in finance. Okay, and I'm going to refresh my search, and I'll tell you some of the examples. So like finance, some of the websites that pull up for that type of word, give it just a second here, is, here we are right there.
So is that under Google AdWords?
Yeah, you go to adwords.google.com. Yep. Okay, and then they'll just list out all the different websites that are available. Financial news websites, financial like investing websites, credit card financing, auto loan financing. Okay, so it depends on what you're marketing and to whom, and then you can match or connect the dots between those elements, such as your audience and what you're marketing and what website would make sense. Okay. So,
to sign up for a free account, where do you sign?
So, what you'll want to do is call in and get help on the details and sign up, because we don't have time to go over that right now on the call.
All right.
But just know that that's one of the sites to go to. Okay, you want to call in and get more help with this. Okay.
Okay.
This is an eagle view of where to go and what to do and how to go about doing it in general, okay?
Great.
So just know that when you go there, you can look at sites that are relevant, and you can consider marketing or placing those ads, those images on those websites through the network with Google AdWords, okay? You can actually do it through their system, and their system gives you the tools to be able to search for these types of websites that are popular and relevant to your business. So, they'll give you a bunch of other details, a lot of other good information, like the types of people going to those websites, okay? Like, this one website, it tells you 33% of the 500 million people that go there are female, and 41% are male. 32% use their desktop when they go there, compared to 55% of them use their mobile device when they pull up that website for their financial news website. Okay, so it'll tell you a bunch of other things. And so in the future training, we'll go and we'll do a deep dive on this type of topic. But just know that there's a lot of, you just go ahead and check that out, and you'll be able to play around with it, okay?
Okay.
Now, some of the other sites you can go to, okay, there's a lot of places you can take these images, these display images, and use them. But we're going to talk a bit more about, now that you have these images to use, well, how do you go about using them effectively? What's the major purposes for them? And how can you really utilize, you know, these images as best as possible to get, you know, the biggest bang for your buck type of thing? And you get a better effect, you know. The better factor, the best result is, you know, you want to have people click on them and people using them to generate leads and sales for you. So the next site that you can consider using to find relevant websites for you to market on is Bing. So B-I-N-G, and they're a display network. They have, you know, a pretty good display network, just like with Google. It's not as big, but still, it's another source. It's a different menu of traffic that you can go to and test out. There's also sites like Site Scout. Okay, Site Scout is a site where it gives you access to a whole different marketing approach, but they take these images. You can upload your images, and you'll be able to market those images. Okay, the same process really is the same all across these companies. It's just that each company or each network or each website that you go to will have their own flavor, so to speak. Okay, they'll have their own different unique style or unique steps that you would take to use these images that you created to market your product or service. Now, the other purposes you can use these images for would be for affiliates, and we talked about this earlier. Okay, there's a lot of people out there looking for great offers, and if you have a great offer that you can promote, then those are one of the things that you can put in your marketing, in your marketing tools section. And one of your marketing tools would include these display marketing banners and these display images. So in your display tools, or your marketing tools, I mean, would be your display images. And affiliates, you know, look for those things so they can put them on their website and also use them to market your product on other people's sites and forums and all that. And so wherever banners and so forth are allowed, then those affiliates, those people will take them and start to use them to, you know, to market your product, okay? So you're doing the best you can to develop these tools for them so they can promote your stuff. And so you're not just doing it all by yourself, which is one of the major powers of affiliate marketing, is because you have a lot of other people doing lead generation for you instead of you just doing it by yourself. Okay, then the other huge world of marketing you can tap into using your display images would be CPA networks. Okay, now CPA networks, CPA stands for cost per action. And these networks, I'll give you some examples of some of the most popular ones out there. So first is neverblue.com. You know, second is maxbounty.com. Third, not necessarily in this order or ranked this way, but these are really popular CPA networks. And they're also rated really high out there, so they're very, you know, they're legit. But CPAway.com and CPAProsperity.com. And there's hundreds of them, okay? There's a lot of them out there. So, you know, don't get too overwhelmed with, you know, that topic. But just know that these are all sources that you can go to. But you wouldn't want to go to those sources as of yet until you've tested out your product first. Okay, because they won't really accept you into their network anyways unless you've really tested things out. And, you know, some of them might accept you, but you'd just be wasting your money if you didn't test your product out first. And so first test it out, and then consider going to these networks once you have some good data to go off of. And then as I mentioned earlier, it's like putting gas on the fire. You're scaling your business. You know that your product converts. People want it. People are buying it. And then you can go to these networks, and you know, the CPA networks, they have what we call vendors or advertisers and publishers or affiliates. Okay, those two names are basically synonyms. Okay, affiliates and publishers are the same thing. And then vendors and advertisers are the same thing. So you'll see those two words interchangeably used. But when you look at those websites, you can go there to do both. You can be the affiliate. You could promote other people's stuff through their networks, or you can be the advertiser and open up your product or share your product with their affiliate network. Okay, so for example, if we went to neverblue.com, they have hundreds of thousands of affiliates all throughout the world, okay, that are looking for great products that convert well. So if you had your product, okay, that was already set to go and it's been tested, and let's say you have an earnings per click, an EPC of, you know, 72 cents, okay? You could go to that Neverblue network and say, hey, you know, I want to take my product and I want to share it with you guys. And once they do and they accept it into their network, then the affiliates, okay, let's say I was the affiliate, you know, I would go to Neverblue and I would log into their website, and then I would see your product in the list of all the other ones that are available to promote. And then I see, oh, cool, well, this one right here has an EPC of 71 cents. All these other ones have like 21 or 6 cents or 3 cents. I'm like, wow, this one's great. Jordan's product rocks. So I'm going to take that one and research it and understand a bit more about the product and all that. Then I would consider marketing it. And you would upload your display images to your site. Okay, as the advertiser, Jordan, you're the advertiser. You would upload your display images to that network, okay, and they'll be readily available for the affiliate, okay? And they would use those to, once again, market your product. Okay, so that's pretty much all the details that I'll be able to go over here on the call here today on the subject of display marketing. But it's pretty exciting because there's a lot of things you can do with it. And you know, you're preparing a lot of good material for other people to use to promote your stuff, and it really puts you in a great position as you start to open up the door for a lot of these other folks to promote your stuff, as long as you have a great product. Okay. So even if it took you, you know, worst case, you know, even if it took you a couple of years to, you know, to have a solid product, just imagine over the next year or so, you know, the amazing things that can be accomplished by, you know, taking the time now to test out your product and then tap into the world of taking your business to a whole new level. You know, and that's really where you start to make a lot of money. So we'll stop the call here for the day and we'll end it. But just to recap, we've gone over the subject of display marketing and how you can go about using that in your advertising ventures with your service or product business. And I'll open it up to any questions. Do you have any questions, Jordan, or anyone else? Okay. Well, wish you guys the best. You have a wonderful day.